AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The National Weather Service is warning of life-threatening cold Tuesday in the Rockies and Northern Plains. Lead forecaster Bob Worawiec says the temperatures could break records.
There were not any records across the middle part of the country over the past several days. We do have some potential for some record low, high temperatures as we get into the beginning of this week, both Monday and Tuesday, mostly across the middle part of the country. Now, where that cold Arctic air is pressing southward. And that looks like the generally cold pattern with potential for record low temperatures will continue through a good part of the week across the middle part of the country.
The temperature in northeastern Montana is predicted to dip as low as 45 degrees below zero. This follows a weekend winter storm that killed at least 10 people, including 9 victims in Kentucky who died during flooding from heavy rains. The Trump administration has begun firing several hundred Federal Aviation Administration employees. The move comes on a busy weekend for air travel and just weeks after that fatal mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport in Washington. An American arrested in Moscow on drug smuggling charges has been freed.
Russia has freed Caleb Byers, a U.S. citizen arrested at the airport in Moscow on February 7th on drug smuggling charges, according to a social media post by his mother and confirmed by a U.S. official. Customs officials allegedly found cannabis-based marmalade in his luggage. The 28-year-old had traveled from Istanbul with his Russian fiancé. Arrests of American nationals in Russia has become increasingly common. Byers' release appears to be an effort to ease tensions between Moscow and Washington ahead of talks in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday over the war in Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. There has been a deadly Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon.
An Israeli drone has targeted a car in the southern Lebanese port city of Sidon, killing one person. Lebanese state media says it's the deepest strike in the country since a ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel took effect in late November. The identity of the victim is not immediately clear. Footage circulating online shows a car engulfed in flames. The strike occurred near a Lebanese army checkpoint and Sidon's municipal sports stadium. The strike comes a day before the deadline for Israel's full withdrawal from southern Lebanon under the ceasefire agreement that's ended the 14-month war between Israel and Hezbollah. Since the ceasefire, Israel has continued airstrikes in southern and eastern Lebanon, saying it's targeting military sites containing missiles and combat equipment. Israel and Lebanon have exchanged accusations of violating the ceasefire agreement. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.